Okay, so what I thought we might do in this forum, to the extent that people are interested, is try to focus a little bit on some of the more lamaisa topics in Perek Yesh Nochlin, or expand a little bit on some of the sukkahs in Perek Yesh Nochlin. When you're going through the Perek quickly, you're not necessarily in a position to zero in on every sukkah. We'll try to pick out some things that are more of interest as you go through the Perek. I thought today we just focus a little bit on some hakdama topics to mitzvah of nachla. So there are different approaches in Rishonim as to how to view the mitzvah of nachla in general. Sefer Chinuch writes in Mitzvah Tov, Ulefi hanira midivei harambam, shekol ikur ha'azhara einena rak al habezdin shedanu b'inyan hanachla kei. According to the Chinuch understand the Rambam, which we'll quote in a minute where he gets this from, Mitzvah's nachla is a mitzvah on Bezdin. There's no mitzvah on a yachid to engage in, to disperse nachla. It's simply a mitzvah on Bezdin to oversee the distribution of nachla. Where does he get this from? He gets this from the Rambam's Lashon in the Minyan HaKatzar. And the Rambam has a very abridged Minyan of mitzvahs, which is 3, 4, 5 words per mitzvah. It's printed in the introduction to the Rambam's Yad. So the Rambam, the Minyan of Mitzvah Sakatzar, says 4 words, Mitzvah Ladun B'din HaNachla. So the thrust of the Rambam's very terse presentation is that it's a mitzvah of din, Mitzvah Ladun B'din HaNachla. Mitzvah Ladun is a mitzvah on Bezdin, it's not a mitzvah on Yachid. You never have a mitzvah on a Yachid where Yachid is charged with being done. And that seems to be the position of Reb Saadia Gaon as well, at least the way Reb Yochum Fishel Perlo explains in his work, Chela Gimel Parsha Kaf Vav, because the Reb Saadia Gaon, when he arranges mitzvos, he has mitzvos on a yachid and mitzvos on a tzibor, and he includes mitzvos nachla among the mitzvos that are mutalos al hatzibor. And that may be the mashmos of the Gemara. The Gemara on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara has Vaisa Lebnei Yisrael Chukas Mishpat. So Nachla is referred to as Chukas Mishpat, a blend of Chok and Mishpat. Ura Kala Parsha Kula Lios Din. So the Gemara here refers to the Parsha of Nachla as a parsha of din, or called parsha lios din. So it sounds like it's halach and din, halach and bezdin. And Rabbi Yochum Fishel Perlo points out that that's maybe the mashmas of the psukim themselves. If you read the psukim in Parshas Nachla and Parshas Pinchas, they're presented b'lashon rabim. So you may get the impression that it's a mitzvah on bezdin, not a mitzvah on a yachid. However, that's how the Chinuch frames Shitas HaRambam. But the Chinuch himself disagrees. The Chinuch thinks that mitzvahs nachla, there may be a bezdin element, but there's also a mitzvah on the morish as well. Lashon Chinuch, again, mitzvah tough. Amruzal, she'im tziva hamorish v'amar al yersheni b'ni, eim b'dvar mamish. If the morish wants to disinherit one of his sons, that's not chal. She'ein b'yado lakor divrei amakom. She'amar she'yoresh hayoresh morisho. Ulufi adome, alfa pi she'ein mamish b'divrei ha'omer lashon yerusha umaysav einam klum b'tzavoso kein humavatel mitzvah sasezu shel yerusha. That if you are going to try to disinherit one of your yorshim, you, the morish, are mevatel the mitzvah sasei of Yerusha. So it's not only, doesn't mean there's no element of mitzvah bezdin, but it's not only a mitzvah bezdin, it's a mitzvah on the morish as well. And if a morish attempts to disinherit someone who is rightfully entitled to Yerusha, that is a bittul mitzvah saseh. So it sounds like there's a mitzvah on the morish. There's a sefer on sefer mitzvahs of Rambam called Mitzvah Samelech, written by a Rav Israel Cement, the contemporary sefer. So he points out that maybe this machlokas between the Rambam and the Chinuch hinges or devolves around whether the way Nachla works is that there's an act of being manchil, that somehow the father or the morish is manchil the yorish, or is Yerusha Chal Memela. If you look, this you haven't gotten to yet, but if you look at the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Kavav Amid Beis, Ha'omer Ish Ploni Bini Bechor Lo Yitol Pishnayim, Ish Ploni Bini Lo Yirash Im Echav Lo Amarklum, that if a person attempts to deprive his Bechor Pishnayim, deprive one of his sons from the rightful share of the Yerusha, Lo Amarklum, Shehisna Ama Shakasav Batorah. That's considered Masna Ama Shakasav Batorah. So, it's Mashmos there. It's Masna Ama Shakasav Batorah, but if not for the technical impediment of Masna Ama Shakasav Batorah, that you don't have the ability, the license to be Masna Ama Shakasav Batorah, it's not Chal, but fundamentally the mechanism would have been that you are, in fact, Morish. You can't disinherit because you're Masa Masha Kasa B'Torah, but in terms of mechanism, if not for the impediment of the Masa Masha Kasa B'Torah, then you would have had the authority to be Morish, and this act of the Av to be the Morish, that the Av is considered the Manchil. Rabbi Chanan, in Kovetz Shirim in Kedushin, Os Kuflam Mitzayin, he quotes from a Tshuvas HaRashba that Yerusha is Chal Im Gmar Misa, as opposed to La'achar Misa. That there's a point where Yerusha is Chal before the Misa is conclusive and final. I forget exactly how that timing works, but his raya is from the Gemara in Daf Kufir Aleph Amid Beis has a Hava Mina. The Gemara in Kufir Aleph Amid Beis has a Hava Mina that Isha Tirash Es Bala. So how would that work? Right, the Gemara says at the two daskuf yid alef amid beis, va'ish es ishto minan emili the tana rabbanan she'eruzu ishto milame chabal yorish es ishto yachol afiti reshanu. So maybe it could work both ways. If the husband dies first, then the wife is morisha the husband, just as if the wife dies first, the husband is morish her. Tamalomar, v'yirash asa, hu yoresh asa, v'ein hi yoresh asa. But the word havamina, that there should be parity, that just as a baal is yoresh es ishto, so too is an ish yoresh es baal. So, the way Rabbi Chanan understands this Tshuvas HaRashba is, what would that mean, that ish, what's the mechanics that ish yoresh es baal? If it was the case that Yerusha is Chal La'achar Misa totally, that at the point that the husband dies, the woman is no longer married to the husband and has no further halachic relationship. Right? First mentioned Kedusha. Konus Atma bit Misas Habal. So, functionally, Misas Habal is the same as a get. So just as a woman la'achar gerishin has no halachic relationship to her ex-husband, a woman la'achar misa sabal has no halachic relationship to her deceased husband. So the fact that the Gemara could have entertained the havamina that a woman is maresh es baila, that indicates that the pivotal point at which Yerusha is chal precedes the finality of Misa. So that sounds like it is the morish, it is the husband who is morish his isha. It's not something that happens mimela. If it happened mimela, then it couldn't happen because there has to be a husband who's in a position who's not totally dead, but is in a position to be morish his wife, at least in that havamina. So that's what Rabbi Chanan points out. But then he points out that there's another Rashba who sounds another way. Another Rashba that sounds like the Yerushas Taka Mimela. That's a Rashba in Nedarim. The Mishnah has an Nedarim at Daf Mevav and Aleph. Ha'omer lechaveiro konam lebeischa shani nechnas v'sadcha shani lokeach. So if a person is mudr hana from his friend's house or his friend's field, so his mudr hana not walking into a house or field of his friend, or benefiting from the house or field of his friend. The Mishnah says, "Meis o shemachu la'achar mutter." So if the person is your mother anah from your friend's house, your friend dies, so then you can walk into the house. Your mother anah from your friend's house, and he sells the house, so it's not your friend's house anymore, then you can walk into the house. So the Rashba there is a line, Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph in Nedarim Dibur Maskal Amrle Lamed Dalet Amud Beis in Nedarim. The Rashba is a line, V'afilu Meis Yirashanu. So in a case where there's a Yerusha component over here, and the person that was mudr hana from the field is in fact a yoresh who would be entitled to the field, is not for the mudr hana relationship. Vafilu meis yireshenu mishum de'ena yoresh yorsho ela la'achar misa. So the fact that b'chayav there is a mudr hana relationship here doesn't preclude the recipient or the disadvantaged party who was mudr hana b'chayev from being yoresh la'achar misa. Mishon de'ein ha'yoresh yorsho ela la'achar misa de'kvar nafak mirshus ha'madir, because that field is no longer considered mirshus ha'madir, the madir is dead. V'lo min ha'morish ba'alo nachla elisha torah ninilo. And there's no connection between, the Yerusha doesn't go through the Morish. The Yerusha is a entitlement that the Torah bestows upon the Yoresh. So even if the Yoresh was Mudr Hana from the Morish, we view the Yerusha as essentially being Chal Menela, not being a function of the action or the will of the Morish. Okay. So there may be conflicting Mashmayos and two Rashbas, how to conceive of Mitzvah Nachla. What's the driving force? Is it the Morish, or is it the Din Torah independent of the Morish? Mitzvah Chinuch, Mitzvah Shin Samach Dalet Os Beis includes Mitzvah Nachla among those mitzvahs that are not mitzvahs Chiyuvios. That there may be a mitzvah chiyumis, but not a mitzvah chiyumis. And he's mitzayin, what the Rambam writes in a different context, in the context of Tumah, say for mitzvahs asei tzadivav. The Rambam there writes, asei tzadivav, v'ani eskor ata hakdama ra'oi shetiskor osa b'chol ma sheniskor mimine hatum. So Rambam says, an important introductory remark that you should be aware of when we talk about Tumah. V'hi, kizesha nimna kol min umin min hatumos mitzvahs asei. So when we say that Tumah, or various flavors of Tumah, are included as a mitzvahs asei, ein in yono sheniya chayavin lihitame b'tumahi, doesn't mean that there's a mitzvah to be mitamei with a certain type of tumah. The fact that there's a mitzvah say doesn't mean that you should do this. V'amnam hayos haTorah omeres ki mishe yiga b'zeh hamin nitma o zeh hadavar yitameh Al Torah kach l'misha nagabo who misses asay. So what the Torah means is that if you're in this situation, if you come in contact with a dover hot meat tameh, you will become tameh. So that's what it means, that there's a mitzvah of tumah. So it doesn't mean that there's a mitzvah li tameh or li tameh. It means that if you're in the situation, these are the principles that govern how tumah is conveyed. And that's what it means that it's a mitzvah saseh. So that's what they say for this many times from Rabbi Bleich, in the name of Mendel Zaks, in the name of Chavetz Chaim, but further some others also subsequently. The Chavetz Chaim said, Taryag mitzvah means Taryag inyanim. It doesn't mean, mitzvah doesn't mean a good deed. It doesn't mean that the Torah says this is what you should do. It means that if you're in a situation, so then this is how you conduct yourself in a situation. It doesn't mean there's a mitzvah litameh or litameh. If you're in a situation where you encounter this reality, so the Torah tells you, how do you conduct yourself? And that's what the Minchas Chinuch says. It's the same thing when it comes to Yerusha. It's not a mitzvah, even if you view Nachla as being driven by the Morish, it doesn't mean that there's a mitzvah to be Morish, that the person dies and you view him as being a Morish, that's the last key of mitzvah that a person, the last mitzvah every person does in his lifetime, Bishas Misa, is be Morish. It doesn't mean that that's a good deed, per se. It means that this is what the Torah prescribes, how to deal with this situation. Minchas Chinuch says the same thing when it comes to the Rambam's position of vidui. Right? The Rambam famously writes, beginning of Hilchos Tshuva, that kol mitzvahs, anytime you're over a mitzvah, kishe yasa tshuva v'yashuv mechataso chayav lehisvados. Right? It's not that the Rambam tells you proactively there's a mitzvah to do shuvah, or even that there's a mitzvah to do vidoy. It's that if you're in this situation, kishe yasa tshuva v'yashuv mechataso chayav lehisvados. So even though for the Rambam what drives the mitzvah tshuva is vidoy, or vidoy is critical, that may be the mitzvah, but it means that if you're in this situation, this is how you perform tshuva, and that requires a vidui. And that's pshat and mitzvah's gerushin as well. Ber heitev evna ezer simen kuf yotesef katan aleph. That means that mitzvah's gerushin is, if you are in the situation where you need to divorce your wife, the way to do it is by issuing a get. That's what Rabbi Bleich says. You know, no one would think that if it's elul time, and you want to be mar b'zechuyos, so everyone should be megarish their wife in order to be mekayim another mitzvah, get another mitzvah under your belt. Maybe you could do kedushin as well if that's a mitzvah. So that's not what it means that it's a mitzvah. Mitzvah doesn't mean good deed. Mitzvah means inyan, taryag inyanim, that this is what the Torah prescribes, how to conduct yourself if you find yourself in a certain circumstance. That's what Minchas Chinuch says. The same thing by mitzvahs nachla. There's no mitzvah chiyuvis on the marish. There's no mitzvah chiyuvis on the bezdin. There's a mitzvah Torah, mitzvah ha-Torah, to engage in Yerusha, that Yerusha has to be divided based on these principles as such, where it's relevant. But not that there's a mitzvah of Yerusha, that it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis, it's if anything a mitzvah chiyumer, so this is how you conduct yourself. Talk about one other brief topic, and that is the status of Yerushas Yisrael before Matan Torah. So this emerges from the Gemara in Kuf Tes Vav on the base, or the Gemara has a line on the top, the Nachla min Mashmeshes v'lefes ad Ruvein. V'neima ad Yaakov, Amar Abaye Gemiri, delo kala shifta. Rabbi Chanan, again Rabbi Chanan, this is in Bava Basra, not in Kedusha, Rabbi Chanan here, Kovitz Shirim Os Shin Nun Tes, points out, he thinks that the mashmos of this line, where we're tracing Nachla all the way back to Kodem Matan Torah, to Reuven, if not to Yaakov, that sounds like the Shita Saramban of the Torah about the status of Bnei Yisrael Kodem Matan Torah. So the Ramban in the Parsha of the Megadev, in Parsha Zamor, the Ramban there quotes the Taras Kohanim, the Rashi quotes the Taras Kohanim, that the Mekalel was Megayer. And Mekala was the son of an Ish Mitzri, and Shulam, his Bas Divri, was his mother. So he had a Jewish mother, a non-Jewish father. So the Torah is calling him that the Mekala was Misgayer. What was the need for a Gerus? Wasn't he born to a Jewish mother? So the Ramban quotes from the Tsarfatim that the reason he required a Gerus was because Kodem Matan Torah, we had patrilineal descent. That since he was born Kodem Matan Torah, so then status was conferred by the father. The father was from Umas Olam. So he was halachically considered to be a Mitzri, a Nochri, and therefore needed Gerus. So when he was of age, he was Megayer on Misgayer on his own. And the Rabban disagrees. The Rabban thinks that no, it doesn't mean that he actually had a formal Gerus. Even though the Torah's Kohanim says it was a Gerus, it doesn't mean a formal Gerus. It means that he associated himself with Bnei Yisrael. But for the time of Avram Avinu, someone who was Nemo and someone who had a Jewish mother would have the halachic status of a Yisrael. So says Rav Elchanan that if it was the case that Kodem Matan Torah, that the Rabbanim and Tzarfatim were correct, that Kodem Matan Torah, everything is patrilineal, so then what's the Gemara talking about here? Nachla Mishamesha Mimashmesha Sarlecha Sar Uvein. That shouldn't be true. If Bnei Yisrael Kodem Matan Torah had a din of Bnei Noach, and they only got the status of Geirim Bishas Matan Torah, so they should have the din of Bnei Noach Le'inyan Yichus V'Nachal as well, and there shouldn't be any model of Nachal M'Mashmeshes V'Lech Asad Ruvin, because before Matan Torah they had the din of Bnei Noach. According to the Chacham at Tzarfat and the Ramban quotes, before Matan Torah, Bnei Yisrael had a din of Bnei Noach. That's why there's patrilineal descent, and there shouldn't be any halachic Yerusha to speak of. And the Ramban argues. So Rav Elchanan thinks that this Gemara sounds like the Ramban, if we're able to entertain Nachum and Mashmeshes V'Leches ad Reuven. Now, it is possible that, yeah.
What does having the status of a Jew based on patrilineal descent have to do with Yerusha?
The point is that if there's patrilineal descent called the Matan Torah, that's just an indicator that called the Matan Torah applies to the din of Bnei Noach and not the din of Yisrael.
And what does that have to do with Yerusha?
So in Hilchos Bnei Noach, they don't have the notion of Yerusha of Yisrael. So if we're saying that there is Hilchas Yerushas Yisrael, Kodem Matan Torah, that must be an indication that Kodem Matan Torah, we have the status of Bnei Noach, not the status of Yisrael. But that may not necessarily be the case. It could be that the Chachmei Tzarfas that the Ramban quotes may hold that even in Umas HaOlam, there is a din of Yerusha. The Rambam doesn't hold that way. The Rambam, Perek Vav of Nachlas Lachates, writes, Hagoy Yoresh is Aviv min HaTorah, Aval Shar Yerusha Seyen Manich Nosan Lefim in Hagam. When it comes to Umas HaOlam, the only Yerusha that exists by Umas HaOlam is father-son. Everything else depends on local custom and convention. But there's no system of Yerusha by the Umas HaOlam. And that's based on the Gemara in Kedushin, Yizayin Amibes, Amar Rava, Dvar Torah, Akam Yoresh is Aviv, Shenemar v'chishav im koneyu v'lo im yorshe koneyu mechlal de'isla yorshim. Okay, you take a look at Rabbi Chanan in Shinun Ches, who elaborates on sourcing that out. But it could be that the Chachmei Tzarfatim may be held that even by the Umas HaOlam there is a broader din of Yerusha, not like the Rambam. And there's a Me'iri like that. The Me'iri Kedushin Yudzayin Amabeis Dira Maskel Hagoy. Me'iri writes, V'agoy Afa Pishahu Me'ovde Ha'alilim U'min Ha'emunos Ha'kedumos Shelo Hayu Geduros B'darche Hadassos. That's the famous line of Me'iri that the academics like to talk about the Me'iri's conception of Christianity. in contrast to the early idolaters, but not for now. So even if he's from another religion, Hareyu Bechlal Yerusha Shel Torah, V'yareshes Aviv Ushar Marishav. So it's not only Yerusha Sa'ad that exists by the Umas Ha'olam, it's Shar Marishav as well. So Shmuel Rozovsky suggests, Shirim Shmuel Os Lamed Hey, that maybe the Tzarfatim could hold that B'nai Noach do have a din of Yerusha that is broader than the Rambam's conception of Yerushas Nachrim, and Shar Dina Yerusha may hold. And therefore, even they could agree that even if it's true that B'nai Yisrael, Kodem HaKen Torah, the din of B'nai Noach, maybe the Mashmeshes Valechas Ad Reuven could still be relevant even in Hilchos B'nai Noach. Okay.
Figure.
Yeah.
I want to also argue that even if really B'nai Noach would not have Yerusha, that now that there is B'nai Yisrael, it's just like this sort of theoretical structure in the background that's used to distribute Yerusha should there not be a relative. But it's not that the Yerusha, you know, we imagine that the Yerusha had gone to Reuben, but since it's not actually happening, could we allow that?
You're saying it's an expression, not a reality. Technically speaking,
right,
there was no Yerusha called the Matan Torah. It's just an expression. Ki'ilu, we go, but maybe.
It's like a heuristic method to find the Yerush.
Okay, maybe. Okay, Shkoch.
Thank you. So, does this time in general...